Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, let's stick. We talked a little bit last hour about Anthony Davis, and we're going to stick with the NBA. Of course, everyone is waiting on this Damian Lillard trade. Fans, executives on other teams.
Is it going to happen?
Of course, the Miami Heat. We'll see. I think it will.
I'm not positive.
We'll see. It just doesn't make sense for Portland to bring him back. They want to put the ball in Scoot Henderson's hands.
But also, I think when Kevin Durant said he wanted out, they didn't flinch, Brooklyn, and they waited, Chris, because they couldn't get what they wanted at that time. So right. I'm just saying, it might happen, but it might not happen.
I think there are a couple of differences.
It might not happen when they want it to happen.
I think there's a couple of differences with that, though. One, the Nets didn't want to trade Durant.
No, I get that.
Weren't even really open to it. And obviously, Portland is ready to move on from Dame. And also, Rob, and look, I still think that the Nets blew it. And I don't know that they would have won the championship. I picked them to get to the finals. You picked them to win, I think, to win the championship had they stayed together. Rob, I don't think Kyrie got more money than he would have gotten had he stayed with the Nets. And I think had he stayed with the Nets and taken them on a deep playoff run alongside Kevin Durant, or who knows, maybe to the finals, I think his value would have been higher. Instead, he went to Dallas. It went south. They didn't play well. Now, he got a nice contract. What was it, about $130 million over 4 years. But we all know he's a max player, and he didn't sniff that. And he might have had a better chance of doing that in Brooklyn. So they just self-sabotaged themselves. Injuries hurt them, but there also was a lot of self-sabotage. But that's the difference to me. They were in a position to win a championship or at least compete for one by keeping Durant. Whereas Portland, if they keep Lillard, it's just going to be awkward because they're ready to go young. But
I get that, but I don't think they're just going to give them away.
No, you got to get what you want, and we'll see. I mean, they haven't they don't want Tyler Hero, it appears, from Miami, and so they're trying to figure out how they can get this done with or without Hero in the package. But the point I want to make, I brought that up because Richard Jefferson, former player, was a very good player, now obviously a broadcaster with ESPN, and he made a comment about Donovan Mitchell and compared him to Damian Lillard. Here's Richard Jefferson.
I think if they go to the conference finals, I could see that happening. I think that they are definitely a conference finalist, like, contender. But I think Donovan has to raise his game. He's got to make sure, in my opinion, I say this respectfully, that he doesn't turn into Dame Lillard. Donovan's got to make people around him better. He's got to raise he's got to nurture and elevate. No different than Jordan elevated people. The only next step that Donovan can take, less of a volume shooter, more of a game manager, and making people around him better.
Well, it's interesting.
I want to hear your take on this.
Yeah, well, one, I think that I've never thought of Damian Lillard as a guy that doesn't make his teammates better. And here's why. Because when I hear the phrase, doesn't make their teammates better, I think of a selfish player that's a gunner. I've never thought of Damian Lillard that way. And I don't know that RJ meant it, but that's how it sounded. And he said it respectfully. So I don't think he was trying to insult Damian Lillard. But I have looked at it. Now, Dame is not a Steve Nash or Jason Kidd or LeBron James. He's not like an elite distributor of the ball. He's averaged 6.5 assists for his career. And he's a point guard. So that's not like a ton of assists for a point guard. Most he's ever averaged was 8, and that was just one season. Kyrie Irving, similar. You have some point guards like that nowadays. So I've never looked at him as that type of point guard, but I also haven't thought of him as a guy that doesn't really make teammates better. I don't think he's had a championship cast around him. Mm-hmm. Not that he would, you know.
They went to the Western Conference Finals, Chris.
Did they get swept?
They got swept. And he didn't play that well, Warriors, but I'm saying, but they did.
Steph really gave it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't think they, and you saw, I mean, they got demolished by the Warriors. Here's the point to me, Rob, and it's not going to focus on Donovan Mitchell. This tells me, like, Dame, we're going to find out if Dame has that quality, make his teammates better. Because if, and I'm presuming he's traded to Miami. All right, if he's not traded to them, we may never find out. If he's traded to the Miami Heat, a team that has been to the NBA Finals without him, a team that last year was strong, obviously. Got to the finals and lost to the Denver Nuggets. A team that had been there before. He handpicked them, said, that's where I want to go. If he goes to them, the Miami Heat, and doesn't – Rob, they're getting you to win a championship.
Right, nothing else. They've already been there twice.
They can get there without you.
Right.
So if Dame goes to the Heat, this quote from Richard Jefferson tells me it's championship or bust, not finals or bust. Championship or bust, because that's the only step up. They've won 3 championships as a franchise. They've got Pat Riley there, who we know is only about championships. If he gets there and he can't win a championship with them, then it seems like he doesn't make his teammates better. Because if he makes them better, they'll go to the next step and win that title.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I think when you say make people better, they have a good team. So it's really about he's there to be the missing piece, Chris, more
yes.
So. Am I right? That's yep. The way I look at Damian Lillard. Not like the other team, the other guys are pretty good. They just need what? No. They need another star. The Heat had trouble scoring, Chris. That was their problem.
Yep.
Let's just be honest.
Yep.
They need him to come in and be Damian Lillard, not to pass the ball to somebody else. No.
Absolutely.
That's what they need. That's why they're going for him, because that's the missing sauce, the missing ingredient if they want to win a championship.
Nah, and that's a great point. Like, he's not going to go there and be like Draymond Green passing the ball or Magic Johnson. Like, so you're right. It's not like, oh, they're all going to elevate. Even LeBron, who, you know, takes a Kyle Korver and a Mike Miller and Shane Battier, and they play huge roles in championship runs and things like that. Dame, when he gets there, Rob, he kind of play your game. Play your game. He is not like a master distributor. He is a scorer. He can pass. He's a good passer. He can handle, obviously. He's obviously a Hall of Fame point guard. But I agree, it's not going to be, oh, Dame made them so much better because of the way he shared the basketball or got everybody involved. It's going to be he was the last piece we needed.
And Dame made those shots we finally needed in those moments, Chris. That's what it'll be about. Not much else.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I was surprised. Like I said, I've never thought of Dame that way, not making teammates better. I still don't think of him that way. I think he does make teammates better because he's a very good player. He's an awesome player. And he's not – I don't think he's a selfish player. Now, his game is scoring. And you know, he's a score-first point guard. And he's a great shooter, but he's not a selfish guy where I think guys feel like he's hogging the basketball or, you know, he won't share the rock and he doesn't want anybody else to get theirs or anything like that. So, yeah, I agree. I think he'll fit in if he gets to Miami, and we'll see if they're good enough as a team. That will be interesting. If he goes there and they keep Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler, then – it'll be interesting to see how strong that team is.
Yeah, and if they win or lose, Chris, it will be about him. You know, like when Russell Westbrook came to the Lakers.
Well, he
ain't, no. I'm just saying, but it was about him. And what I'm saying is, AD and LeBron had already won.
Right.
You know that, like, so if Damian comes to the Heat and they can't get to the conference finals, it'll be about him, and it wasn't the right fit. He didn't play bigger. He's a small market guy. I'm just saying, like, those might be the things where if he doesn't play well.
No, that's a good point. Like, if they're not very good.
Right.
Or if they go out in the second round, first round, they don't
It'll
look
be
like
about
a contender.
Right. They'll be like, we went to the finals without him, and yep. we went backwards.
And we saw that in Dallas with Kyrie.
Exactly.
Kyrie caught most of the flack, even though he played well in the division.
He played well, right, but the team didn't play well. So they're like, we went to the Western Conference Finals. What? And now we even make the playoffs.
No, no question. And that's the thing, like, staying in Portland, Dame, there was that security blanket, Rob. Like, he was never going to be do you blame him that he didn't lead them to a championship? I don't think anybody looks at Dame. Now, he's not as great as he is, top 75 and all that. He's not that caliber like Durant, LeBron, Embiid, somebody like that, where he's going to catch heat for not winning the championship. He's not on that level, largely because of his size. Very few, in fact, only two, Rob, small point guards have led teams to championships where they were the undisputed leader.
Right.
Of the team, and that's Isaiah Thomas and Steph Curry. And so nobody's knocking Dame in Portland because he hasn't won a championship. But if he goes to Miami, Rob, and they do take a step backwards or just can't get over that hump, then he will open himself or have opened himself up to more criticism, to a level of criticism that he's probably never faced before. So that's something that, you know, I'm sure he's thought long and hard about it. If he hasn't, he needs to, because he's throwing himself into that limelight by wanting to go to Miami.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And our next guest is with DraftKings NFL. He's a college football and NFL analyst, and he's the host of the Gojo podcast. We welcome in none other than Mike Golic Jr. Mike, welcome.
What's up, Mike?
I appreciate you having me. Been a while.
Yeah. It's always good to have you on. It's a great time to do it. Now that, you know, we're on the cusp of football beginning. Let's start with a little college, though. And you see what is happening with these teams, you know, leaving the Pac-12. It's in shambles. What do you see for the future of college football? You played big-time college football at Notre Dame. I mean, I think it's going to become, whether it's two conferences or four big conferences, I think it's going to begin to take on the look of the NFL and with the playoffs similar eventually. And I actually would welcome that. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I would agree. I think whether it's two conferences, one conference, you know, the idea of a super conference, you know, we've seen bantered about over in European soccer, is also something that's been whispered about in college football for a long time. And after seeing how quickly this all happened, because remember, the dominoes started with Texas and Oklahoma left the Big 12 for the SEC. Then we had USC and UCLA the next summer. And those happened so quietly, and it felt like it took so long for them to happen. All of this happened quickly because these are desperate people right now. Those were people operating from a position of power. Those first four schools, this is desperation. And you realize now, guys, it's a good time to remember, nobody actually runs college football. Like, the NCAA governs the basketball championships, all the other different sports that they have. They sponsor those championships, not college football. They've been doing their own thing for a long time right now. And what happens when you've got no one around to tell anybody no is everyone operates based on two principles, greed and fear. That's what got us to this point, is the almighty dollar and these television contracts ballooning and ballooning, and a bunch of teams being afraid of being left on the outside looking in. And so what do you get? You get Colorado that makes that mad dash to the Big 12 and destabilizes the rest of the Pac-12, and then the rest is history. So I don't see any reason that greed and all of that should stop being the MO. What's to say that the biggest teams in the SEC and the Big Ten are now going to look at the rest of the conference and say, hey, you know what, Ohio State and Michigan, we're kind of sick of carrying Rutgers and Maryland. Why are we letting them hang out and take any of this money from us when we could just tie ourselves together with the other even bigger brands and make this thing more exclusive? And so I think that where it keeps trending, and TBD on if that's a good thing or not. I generally tend to say no for the sport, because the problem with that is college football is inherently not as good an on-field product as the NFL. They're lesser at every position. And so if you lose the pomp and circumstance around the sport and you lose the local flavor around each of these teams and the geography, then I wonder if you start to bite into what made the game as popular as it is.
There you go. That's where I'm at. I think college football, this is just about the almighty dollar and the traditions you're just trampling over, changing things, Mike, that you just don't know. And God forbid one of these TV networks one day says, you know what, we don't make enough money off of it. You know what I mean? Like, because the fees are so high. And if they ever pull the plug, boy, what a situation they'll be in. I think that everything can't be for sale, Mike. I'm just not for that. I love the idea that the Dodgers and the Yankees won't put an advertiser on the name of their stadium. And you don't think the Yankees could get a gazillion dollars to rename Yankee Stadium? Everything can't be for sale or for the bigger dollar. So I hate that college football is tearing down traditions.
Mike, where are you at? Well, you know, now we've had, a couple years now of NIL. How do you think that is affecting the game?
Well, I can tell you one thing. It's not affecting the game nearly as much as all of these schools bolting conferences and head coaches doing whatever they want to do. Like, I do hope that the crowd of people, because we hear it all the time, people that come up and say, oh, well, look what the portal's done to this, and look what the combination of the portal and NIL has done to the landscape of college sports. It is a drop in the bucket compared to what television executives and these conference and university presidents have pulled off in the meantime. It's the old gambling PSA. I learned it by watching you. If the kids decided they finally wanted a piece of the pie and wanted to be able to move around, it's because everybody else has been doing it the entire time. So, listen, there's no doubt that NIL and the transfer portal have changed some of the business, especially near the top of college football, right? It's a redistribution of funds. Before, any of that big-time donor money that was coming in was going towards facilities. It was another slide at the Clemson football facility. It was a restaurant inside the Georgia football facility. It was all these things you used to have to do back when I was getting recruited to attract talent and say, look at what we can provide you here. Now, more and more of it, it's like it used to be in the NFL. I remember buddies of mine who used to leave college back for the NFL in, you know, the mid-2010s or 2013 and say, our facilities are nowhere near as nice as what you have in college. Because in the NFL, they can just give you money. Now, we're seeing that change a little bit because people are using the new stadiums for Super Bowl bids, but in general, it was that idea that, hey, we can just pay you, so why do we need to make you have the nicest cafeteria in the world or the nicest, you know, player lounge in the world? Colleges used to have to do that. Now, some of that money is just going to go more towards the actual on-field product and the players, which I enjoy and appreciate, but right now we're still in the learning period for that. And I think we've got 2 or 3 years before everything is going to kind of find equilibrium with the portal, enough cautionary tales of kids maybe leaping before they look, and enough donors who have gone and shelled out this ungodly amount of money before they've seen any sort of return on what these players are actually going to do for them.
Yeah, that's the big thing. You know, it's a trial and error. People throwing out this money. At some point, you know, you got to be like, well, we gave this guy $2 million and we got nothing in return. We're not doing that again, right?
No. Exactly. You would expect, and listen, to be clear, most of the spending that happens around college sports is ego-based. Most of these donors
yes.
aren't looking for a real ROI. Like, people made that mistake early in the NIL, because there's two NILs, right? There's the NIL of players that can actually go out and advertise for a company and receive money for that, and that company is looking for X amount of views or engagement or whatever. And then there's the NIL through the collectives that's just, you know, shadow league pay for play that's going on.
Right.
That one's not really ROI based. A lot of that's ego spending to say, we're going to have the biggest war chest. We're going to do this just the same way it was when it was these people trying to get their names put on a building. So it is ego based spending, but even that will surely have a limit if all of a sudden enough 4- and 5-star stud quarterbacks start either flopping or transferring or whatever the recourse is.
Let's go to the NFL, and we're with Mike Golic Jr. of DraftKings. Who do you, in the AFC at least, obviously the Kings are the Chiefs reign supreme. Who do you see as their biggest challenger in the AFC?
I mean, I really think part of it could be whoever comes out of the AFC East this year. For so long, it felt like such a slow transition of power there because we were used to the Patriots running that thing. And now you've got a Buffalo Bills team that we know last year, outside of Josh Allen's elbow injury, was a team that was pretty dominant during the regular season. Going into that game where DeMar Hamlin, unfortunately, almost lost his life and that game was canceled, the Buffalo Bills were in line to be the one seed in the AFC had they won that game. And so you're going to be dealing with them. I mean, depending on what happens, if the Jets can get their offensive line issues sorted out there and protect Aaron Rodgers, you've certainly got a stacked defense and a really good core of young offensive skill players there. And then the Cincinnati Bengals, they can all breathe a sigh of relief because Joe Burrow's calf turned out to be just a calf and not an Achilles. They're in the middle of trying to do what the Kansas City Chiefs have done in the last couple of years, which is make use of having one of the 4 or 5 best quarterbacks in the NFL and have to start changing out personnel in other areas. Cincinnati's replacing almost all of their defensive secondary this year. That was pretty darn good for Lou Anarumo last year. They've gone about replacing their whole offensive line, a lot like Kansas City did 2 years ago. And if they can get all of that to pay off, not only do they remain in the hunt right now, but they set themselves up to max out their ability in the years where the Joe Burrow contract is going to become a factor in how you build the team. So I think it's the usual suspects near the top of the AFC with an outlier of, hey, if Tua stays healthy for Miami, that's a top 5 roster around him in the NFL, you know? So the AFC East is fascinating this year and could absolutely factor into those handful of teams that are contending at the top.
I'm going to just say this. Go ahead, Chris. You got a little.
I was going to say, before you go, Mike, quickly, what are your thoughts on the Trey Lance situation? This is a guy that, you know, the Niners gave up boatloads of draft picks to get him, and now he's fighting for a backup spot with Sam Darnold. Do you think, like, he really hasn't, and I'm not, look, Brock Purdy was great last year when he came in, and I understand and tend to agree with them going with Purdy, but we haven't seen a team kind of give up on a top 3 draft pick at quarterback without him getting more of a chance, an opportunity.
He only played a few games.
Yeah, he's thrown like I think less than 150 passes or something like that. Like, what is your thoughts on this situation and how do you think the future is going to look for Trey Lance?
This situation has stunned me, quite honestly, because like you said, he wasn't just a top 3 pick. He was a top 3 pick that they gave up 3 first round draft picks.
Right.
Like, there is a ton of capital that was mortgaged in Trey Lance for what I thought the idea was, hey, we know what the floor is with a Kyle Shanahan-coordinated offense. Let's try and find the ceiling with a quarterback with more ability. And to me, there had to be disconnect in the organization somewhere between what one group of people wanted versus what another group of people wanted. We heard about all the Mac Jones flirtation in the pre-draft process and the rumors that Kyle Shanahan wanted him, because let's be real, Kyle Shanahan kind of has a kink for agents of average at quarterback. And that's no disrespect to Brock Purdy, but it used to be the rumor that he wanted Kirk Cousins down there. And if there's anyone who stepped in for Joe Flacco in the line of demarcation on a lead or not, it's probably been Kirk Cousins. So I've been surprised by it, because usually, to your guys' point, NFL teams that put that kind of capital in, and every player knows this, when you got a one next to your name that high in the draft, you usually get every chance in the world. And Brock Purdy went out there and did his job to make sure that he's going to have a good career in this league by showing out with the opportunity he had. But I didn't realize that that precluded them from having a true competition at quarterback for these guys. So either Trey Lance has been incredibly disappointing behind the scenes for them inside that building, or they just really decided, hey, we're so close to winning now, and they got a little scared when things started to look like they might take a step back and said, we'll take the guy who's going to be able to drive the bus here and not have to worry about catching a flat tire along the way for some growth of a young player.
All right, Mike, great stuff. That's Mike Golic Jr., DraftKings NFL and college football analyst, host of the Go Joe podcast. Great stuff, man. Thanks.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, guys.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob, let's go back to the NFL and the Cincinnati Bengals. Mike Golic Jr. mentioned this. They dodged a bullet when their quarterback, Joe Burrow, came up with a calf injury. Sounds like, to me, a grade 2. The worst would be grade 3, and the lightest would be grade 1, which keeps you out 2 to 4 weeks. It sounds to me like when we're looking at these timetables, that is probably like a grade 2, but obviously that's not an Achilles injury or a calf tear or something like that. So he should be back this season, and his top receiver, Jamar Chase, said, don't rush back, Joe. We got you. Here he is.
Do you have any doubt that he'll be there week 1?
I told him, with all honesty, I don't want him there.
You don't want him to play week 1?
Same thing with me and my last year.
You want him week 20 for the NFC Championship game.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? And I sat out an extra game just to let my hip all the way heal up. And, you know, you don't want to cause no other problems later on in the season. You know, I told him, as long as you're there after week 5 and on, you know, we're good, brother.
Rob, you agree with that?
I cannot I disagree with that times 10.
Wow.
I just think it worked out last year, Chris, where they won their last 8 and, you know, and remember he had the appendix right before the season and all that, and they struggled early on, and then they got caught fire.
They were 2-3. They started only 2 and then 2-3, yep.
But this is a different AFC, Chris. This is a different division that he's in. Really? I don't know if you can fall behind the 8-ball, Chris, or get off to a 1-4 start without Joe Burrow and think you're going to erase it all and run the table with the likes. We see the AFC East, right? The Jets, they won 7 games with no quarterback. They got Aaron Rodgers. You got Buffalo. Miami strengthened its team, Chris. In your own division, are the Browns going to be that bad with Deshaun Watson again? I don't know. How about Baltimore with a wide receiver and a quarterback who's won an MVP, who got paid, Chris, and now can just concentrate on football? What about that? The Chargers are going to be good, right? There's so many good teams.
Denver might be better.
Denver might be better with a better coach. I mean, look at the AFC. This is not last year's AFC. I'm sorry. I think that this could, they could get buried in the first 5 weeks. And I'm not saying if he's hurt, Chris, to rush him back. But this talk, like, you could just turn it on whenever you want.
You are saying he's got to be 100%.
He's got to be healthy. I don't know. A lot of football players aren't 100%. He's got to be healthy. I'm not saying, but this whole notion that you could just wait 5-6 weeks and then he could show up and put his cape on and win the AFC. And I didn't even mention Kansas City. So I didn't even mention Kansas City in that when I talked about the other 6 or 7 teams. So all I'm saying is he's a talented guy. I love watching him play. I think he has the it factor. It worked out last year, Chris, but I'm not convinced that it can work out this year. I do believe that if Joe Burrow misses the first 5 games of this NFL season, the Cincinnati Bengals will not N-O-T make the playoffs.
Wow. Wow. That's a statement. Wow. All right. First of all, I do agree with Jamar Chase in that don't rush Joe Burrow back. He's the franchise. As great as Chase is, and he's arguably the best receiver in the league, as great as T. Higgins is and Joe Mixon and that revamped offensive line possibly could be, that the defense, which is much improved over the last few years, as good as all that is, the franchise is Joe Burrow. So you don't rush him back. Rob, he's the future, not only this year, but period. And so they do, I would err on the side of caution. No matter how long it takes him, I would wait, make sure he is ready to play, and I might even go an extra week before I put him in there. So I agree with Chase on that. You're right in that the AFC is clearly tougher. But let me look at their first 5 games. Now, they played the Browns first at Cleveland. And look, I think, you mentioned Deshaun Watson, I think the Browns are going to be better. I think Kevin Stefanski is a good coach. I think Deshaun Watson, I'm not going to say he's going to get back to Houston, Deshaun,
He ain't gonna be but right.
You got him as an all pro.
Right.
He's gonna be much better than that, I would believe. And obviously, they've got a great running back. They got Myles Garrett on the defensive end. So they're tough. And Rob, the Browns have beaten the Bengals 8 times in their last 10 meetings, including 5 of the last 6. Bengals haven't won in Cleveland since 2017. And that's been against Jacoby Brissett.
What's
and,
the spread on that? I want to get – can
Baker
I get money
Mayfield?
Down tonight?
Yeah, I mean, look. hey, Cleveland trounced them last year. And so that – I think that's an L, especially without Burrow. They got the Ravens the next game. I think that's an L. Ravens going to be better, I think, this year with a new offense, with better receivers, as you mentioned. Lamar, is his mind is clear because he's got his contract. And they remember what Cincinnati did to him last year in the playoffs. Remember, Ravens almost beat them with Tyler Huntley. And it was that fumble and return for a touchdown that cost them. So
that's right.
I think they start 0-2. We know that's dangerous. They got the Rams next. They get them the Titans.
Hold on.
Bottom line is, okay, go ahead.
I'm just going to say this real quick. You know teams that start 0-2 almost never make the playoffs.
That's why I wrote them off last year.
It was minuscule, right. Very, very seldom.
They came back and made it. But they got the Rams, Titans, Cardinals are their next 3 games. So let's say he was out 5. They got to go 2-3 in that, at least. They have to go 2-3. You mentioned 1-4. 1-4 might be a death knell. Because they've got the Seahawks, who are pretty good, the Niners, the Bills, the Ravens again. They're in a tough division.
Right.
But outside the division, they got those teams I mentioned, the Jaguars, the Vikings, who are no slouch, the Chiefs. So I'm not going to go as far as you and say they won't make the playoffs, because I think they can go 2-3 in their first 5, and that'll, I think, give them a shot, a good shot. I would think they will make it. But 1-4, if they start 1-4, I think they're in trouble, even with Burrow coming back.
Right, and that's the thing. I'm just saying, if they were to not have him for the first 5 weeks. Chris, I can't name you the backup quarterback.
And Trevor Siemian.
Thank you. You know, okay.
Not much.
I'd rather have Marcus Siemian on the Rangers, but I'm just saying. I think it's a tall order. And not just for Chris, the division's tougher, and the whole conference
division
is tougher.
Division is no joke.
Right.
There's not an easy game. I mean, that division always is tough. But, Rob, you saw the Browns, who haven't been anything to shout about the last several years, last several decades. They've owned the Bengals. Joe Burrow's 1-4 against the Browns.
That's crazy, right? Yeah.
And they've been the worst team in the division. So, and the Steelers, just because of Mike Tomlin, Kenny Pickett, we'll see if he improves this year. But they, you know, defensively, if they're healthy, they're going to be stingy. So you're saying if he's out the first 5 weeks.
I just think that if they get off to that kind of start, if he's coming back, Chris, playing his first game in week 5 or 6, and they're 1-3 or 1-4, depending, I just don't see how they're going to be able to do it in that conference with the teams they'd still have to play. I just think they would be behind the 8-ball, and they did it last year. And some teams who start 0-2, they do make the playoffs, and they're one of them. You can't
and the
keep
17
playing.
Games helps, you know.
Yeah,
there's
you
more
can't
games.
You can't keep playing going down that road, though, Chris. You'll get burnt, is what I'm saying.
Well, and the thing was, remember why they got off to that slow start? They were 0-2 last year, 2-3, was because Burrow really never, you know, it took him a while to get reacclimated to the offense. Or really his teammates, and for them to get that rhythm that they had the year before when they went to the Super Bowl. And so they started poorly, and they did have this huge run, played great, and made it to the playoffs and obviously to the AFC Championship game and lost to the Chiefs. But, yeah, look, this is a tough situation. You agree, though, you can't rush him back. Like, Rob,
I'm not trying to have him
90%,
play.
I'm not playing him. Because I just can't – there's no way I can put them at risk for a worse injury. You know, with a calf, it can lead to an Achilles.
Yeah, I get that.
I think
you got to
get
Chris,
that thing right.
I get it. I'm just saying if they think they can just I'm saying the danger is you fall into a big hole. As I understand. I'm not saying put him out there week one, he's not ready to play. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm saying if he doesn't play, they're not making – if he misses the first 5 weeks, they will not make the playoffs.
Wow.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.